Beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, first of all, I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. It is my great privilege to stand before you and to share from the Word of God. I thank God. At the same time, I thank our dear pastor, Brother Tom, for giving me this opportunity. Before I go into the Word of God, I want to tell you a story. I'm a storyteller. Some time ago, I told a story about Brother Josh Shepherd and Drew. You remember? Do you remember? When they came to India, they had a beauty contest. You remember that story? Today, I want to tell you another story before I go to the Word of God. And this story has nothing to do with my message. You know, some time ago, Brother Isaiah Cornelius and Jared came to India, to IGM Center. They stayed with us for a long time, for about, I think, 3 months, right? They were bachelors that time. And they met a good believer, good Christian, at Ramanapet IGM Center. They said to that man, "Brother, we are going to get married. Please pray for us that we get a good, right kind of girl." And they came back. And that good Christian in India, he kept praying for these two young boys. And by God's grace, they got good girls as their life partners. Then after marriage, they called him on phone. They said, "Brother, we are married, we got good wives, we are very happy, and pray that we get children." So that faithful Christian brother started praying for them to get children. But unfortunately, they lost the contact of that man. They lost his address. They lost his phone number. He's somewhere in India. But he is praying for these two young men faithfully. "God, please bless them with good children." They got children. Again he prayed, "God, please bless them with good children." They got children. He is praying and praying, and these people are getting children and children. It's a big problem. Their houses are full now. They have to somehow hunt for that man, find out somehow, and tell him that, "Brother, enough, please stop praying." Otherwise, their houses will be full, full. I love them, Brother Cornelius and Brother Jared. And I'm glad that Brother Jared is here with his family today. I told this story not to entertain you, not to make you laugh, but I wanted to see if my English is understandable. Many of you laughed And that way I think that you understand my English. Whenever I come to a stage like this, I'm really afraid. I'm a village boy, country boy. So I'm not worthy to face this kind of audience. So I told this story to know if you are able to understand my English. As I stand before you, please keep praying for me. You pray one side for me, another side you keep listening to me. Today, I want to share with you a thought from the Bible. The name of this thought is, I think some of you already know it. The name of this thought is, David inquired of God. My message is not going to be a deep message, a profound message, a heart-touching message. It's very simple, but it is very necessary. It is very necessary to me particularly, to my personal life, to my family life, and to my ministry life. The name of my thought this morning is David inquired of the Lord. Very simple. And that you will find in 1 Chronicles, chapter number 14, verse number 10. 1 Chronicles, chapter number 14, verse number 10. This year, one of my targets is to complete my Bible, complete reading my Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Now, I am in 2 Chronicles. Last month, I was in 1 Chronicles. So as I was going through this 1 Chronicles, many verses from this book attracted me. I was impressed. And this verse also impressed me very much. 1 Chronicles chapter number 14, verse number 10 says, "And David inquired of God." David inquired of God. Let us better read from verse number 8 to 11. 8 to 11. "And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, Go up. For I will deliver them into thine hand." May I request you to please close your eyes and bow your heads for a word of prayer. You please pray in your heart that God might speak to you. Heavenly Father, yes, once again we admit that you are holy God. Most holy God, righteous God, just God. We bow down before you, humble ourselves before you, unite our hearts together before you, and Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are beyond our description. You are beyond our imagination. Great God, We praise you, thank you, and worship you. We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings and benefits in our lives. We thank you for this another day in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the gathering, for the fellowship of your children now at this place. Oh God, how we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is holy. Your word is living. Your word is powerful. It is light to our path. O God, God the Holy Spirit, without you, without your help, we cannot understand your word. God the Holy Spirit, we request you, we invite you into our midst. Kindly visit me, visit all of us. And Lord, help us to understand this word. Oh God, please correct us by this word. Draw us closer to you by this word. Rebuke us by this word. Oh God, you know me, you know my limitation, my weakness, my foolishness. Please hide me behind your cross and speak to me and to your children. Encourage us, revive us. We pray and praise in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. David inquired of God. A small question, please. When did David inquire of God? Bible says David inquired of God, but when was that? When did David inquire of God? It was the time when the Philistines sought to kill him. It was the time when the Philistines attacked him and his people, Israel. When there was a threat to him and to his kingdom, when the enemies came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, it was then that David inquired of God. Listen to me, please. When the enemies were behind him to kill him, to take over his kingdom, it was then that David inquired of the Lord. Another simple question. What did David inquire? What did David inquire of God? Verse number 10 says, he inquired of God saying, shall I go up against Philistines? And will thou deliver them into mine hand? That was his inquiry. O God, shall I go to fight against the Philistines? My third humble question, who is this David? Who is this David that inquired of the Lord? We may easily say that David was a shepherd boy, true. We also can say that David was the son of Jesse, true. And he was the second ruler of the United Kingdom of Israel and Judah. True. And according to Samuel, 1 Samuel 13:14, David was a man after God's own heart. This is about David. But to understand this morning's message, I want to tell you that David is the one who killed a lion and a bear. That you will find in 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 36. David is the one who killed a lion and a bear. Courageous man, strong man. Also, David is the one who killed Goliath. Goliath was a giant. He was a champion. He was a warrior. But my Bible says that David killed this champion, this giant called Goliath. You know how he killed Goliath? You know, he took AK-47. He killed Goliath with AK-47. No. My Bible says that David did not use any armor, any sword, or any spear. David killed Goliath just with 5 small stones with a sling. David killed Goliath with 5 stones. Actually, he used 1 stone. David was a warrior. He knows how to fight, how to have war against his enemies. He is well experienced. But this time, David goes to the presence of God and says, "God, shall I go to fight against these Philistines? Are you going to give them into my hands?" If I were David, and when the enemies were chasing me, I would have turned and said like this, "Boys, stand there. Boys, don't come forward even for an inch. Don't you know that I am David? Don't you know that I killed a lion and a bear? Don't you know that I killed Goliath with 1 stone? I have 4 more stones with me. And I have that sting, what do you call it? Sling with me still. Stop there. Don't come forward. I will see your end. Don't you know that I am a warrior?" But David did not say like that. He just kept aside his experience. He kept aside his strength and his know-how. And he simply goes to the presence of the Lord. And he says, "Lord, shall I go to fight against these enemies?" David was a warrior. He had war after war. David had enemies after enemies. But you know the secret of his victory? He had victory. And he had success in his life. He was a victorious man, and David was a successful man. You know the secret of his victory? You know the secret of his success? The secret is this, that David went to the presence of the Lord and inquired of the Lord. He did not use his past experience. He did not use his manpower. He did not use his skill. He did not use his talent, know-how, his confidence. He simply went to the Lord and inquired of the Lord. A small question, please. How many of you are young people? May I see your hands? Young people, those who are at marriageable age. Young people, raise your hands. I see many hands. Another question. How many of you want to marry? Show me your hands, please. Don't feel shy. I see one hand. Josh. Yes. That's a fact. It's truth. Very good. Listen to me, young people, young boys and young girls. I came to America in 1997, first time. 1997, first time. When I came first in 1997, I stayed with a family, missionary family. He is with the Lord now, in North Carolina, a place called Lenoir. He and his wife and their young, beautiful daughter. Monday, I stayed with them from Friday, I think Thursday to Monday. I saw their daughter on Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, she was not there. I did not see her. Then I asked that brother, missionary friend, "Brother, where is your daughter? I did not see her for 3 days." And he said, "My daughter went on dating." Until then, I did not know the meaning of dating. I only know the date in calendar date. She went on dating. I said, it was a new thing for me. The next year I came, I went to that family. I did not see that girl. I said, "Brother, where is your daughter?" He said, "She is married. Last year she was dating, this year she married." I said, "Okay, good." The next year I came, I went to that family and asked again, "Where is your daughter?" He said, "My daughter is divorced. She is staying somewhere outside." First year she was dating, second year she was married, third year she is divorced. Listen to me, young people. Another time. I came in 2022 again. I've been coming regularly. And one day, a handsome young man came to me with a handsome, beautiful girl. He said, "Brother Obed, look, this is my would-be." "Oh, good," I said. "She is my would-be wife, would-be. She is my darling, she is my honey, she is my moon, she is my better half." So many things, he said. I said, "Okay, good, good." Then he grabbed her and hugged her and gave kiss, and I was a silent spectator. I was just looking at them. And when I came in 2023, he came and said, "Brother," I said, "how about your marriage?" He said, "Yes, I married, but not that girl. I married another girl." Previous year, he said, "She is going to be my would-be. But now, she became his would-have-been." See, these days, divorce, breakup of families, collapse of marriage is very rampant. Marry today, divorce tomorrow. Breakup of families is very rampant. It is increasing. Why? What could be the reason? What could be the reason? It is mainly because they don't inquire of the Lord before marriage. They don't inquire of the Lord before marriage. I want to make a statement. And if that statement is not of pulpit language, please forgive me. If it is not a pulpit language, please forgive me, but I want to tell you. Girls, look at me. Listen to me. Girls, give your virgin body, your chastity to your husband as a gift after marriage. You know, boys and girls are like fire and plastic. If they come together, they will melt, they will burn. So if you are a Christian boy or if you are a Christian girl, go to the presence of the Lord and inquire of the Lord. Unless you inquire of the Lord sufficiently, don't take any hasty decision. Families are broken. Families will fail if the boy and girl fail to inquire of the Lord. Seek the will of God. Inquire of the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Seek the guidance of the Lord before marriage. David inquired of the Lord. This is going down and down and down very much. Let me present before you another man from the Bible. He is none other than Moses. If you please turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 13, you will read something about David, about Moses. Exodus 33:13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way that I may know thee. Moses, in the early times of his ministry, he was to go and start the ministry, lead the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. Then he goes to the presence of the Lord and says, Lord, show me thy ways. Looking for the will of God for the ministry is very, very essential. We are theologians. We have good knowledge of the Bible, but we don't go to the presence of the Lord. But to have a successful ministry, we need to go to the presence of the Lord and inquire of the Lord. For the glory of God, let me tell you one or two experiences of mine. In the ministry, I became very, very, very poor. I became almost like a beggar boy. When my wife and children ate something in the morning, we did not know what we will eat in the evening or afternoon. We have to look unto the Lord for Him to provide. I had an old bicycle with a single pedal. I had no money to fix one more pedal. I was not able to provide proper food to my wife and to my children. And moreover, I became very sick, and I thought that I was going to die. I had no money to go to a good hospital. I had no money to take good treatment for my sickness. That time, I got a big offer from a big Bible college. That Bible college director called me and said, "Obed, why don't you join our ministry? And once you join, you will become like a king. We will provide everything, car and money, to take many missionaries, many evangelists, start an office. We'll give you sufficient money, as much as you want." But I was not carried away by that. I fasted and I fasted and fasted and fasted. See, I was hungry, I was poor, no proper food, old bicycle with single pedal, but I did not go. I fasted and fasted and prayed, and God showed me signs that I should not join that ministry. I said, "Sir, sorry, I'm not going to join." Another time, another man came and said, "Obed, why not you join our ministry?" I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I said, "No." Then you know what that man said? "Obed, your stomach, this stomach is going back. You are not having proper food to eat. Why not you join? You will get a lot of money." I said, "Sorry." David inquired of God. He had experience. He was a warrior. He had that skill. But he went to the presence of the Lord and inquired of the Lord. Will you please turn with me to the book of Psalms? Psalm number 34. Psalm number 34. Verse number 10. "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall lack nothing, shall lack any good things." The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not lack any good things. If we seek the Lord, if we seek the will of God, if we seek His guidance for our family, for our career, for our ministry, Bible says that we will not lack anything. Those who are in the ministry, if you fail to inquire of the Lord, your ministry will fail. Shall I take you to David again? David again. 1 Samuel 23, 2 and 4. 1 Samuel 23, 2 and 4. 1 Samuel 23, 2 and 4. "Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go and smite these Philistines?' And the Lord said unto David, 'Go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah.'" Verse number 4. Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. There was a war between the Philistines and Keilah. If you read from verse number 1 to 4, you will know the story. And David went to help these people of Keilah. And he went and inquired of the Lord. And in verse number 4, it says, David inquired of the Lord again. Did the bell ring? No? Okay. David inquired of the Lord again, to confirm, to be more sure about the will of God. You know, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, nowadays we live in press button age. Press the button, things are done. Where is the necessity to go to a corner and kneel down and pray before the Lord? Press button age. And this age is also called, or in this age, we have explosion of knowledge and wisdom. Explosion of knowledge. Where is the need for us to go to a corner and pray, God, shall I do this? God, shall I marry this girl? God, how about my career? But David, though he was a skillful man, full of knowledge and skill, he inquired of the Lord. This age also is known as Siri age. Siri, you know Siri? Hi, Siri. How to go to North Carolina? Give the guidance. Hello, Siri. Guide me this way. We are living in a Siri age, full of knowledge, full of technology, advanced age. But if we are Christians, if we are the children of God, for every small and big things, we need to seek the will of God. Many a time, we conveniently forget to seek the will of God. If we are sound financially, if we have good experience, if we are well trained, if we have manpower, if we have skill, we forget to seek the will of God. It is always good, rather best, to inquire of the Lord for everything. A believer, a true Christian should, not make his own plans without consulting God. If you please turn with me to the book of Matthew 7:21. Now, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Doing the will of God. Doing things not according to the will of God, doing things without inquiring of the Lord, doing things without seeking the will of God is equal to the work of iniquity. You will find that in verses 22 and 23. The work of iniquity. Let me put before you a man from India and close. His name is Bhakt Singh. Bhakt Singh was a Sikh man, Sikh, S-I-K-H, Sikh. He was a Punjabi man. He was a very sophisticated man. He never liked Christianity. He never liked Bible, never liked church. He was enemy to Christians. Somebody gave him a Bible, but he tore that whole Bible and retained that Bible cover because it was looking good, black. And he went to England for further study. He lived a very luxurious life. Then he went to Canada. While he was in Canada, his life was changed. He accepted Jesus Christ. He became a Christian. And he committed himself to serve the Lord full time. God told him. He came to India. And when he came to India, God guided him to serve him in Hyderabad city. When he came to Hyderabad, he had nobody. He had no house, no money, nobody in Hyderabad. He started staying, living on the platform of railway station. He had nothing. He was sleeping on the floor, nothing to spread on the floor, nothing to spread on his body, no bed sheet. And he, when it was cold, he buried his head between his two knees, but he started giving gospel to many people from morning till evening. And in his testimony, he says, if anybody out of mercy offered a cup of tea, that cup of tea was breakfast, was lunch, and dinner for him. But he made three commitments before the Lord. One of the commitments is that, God, let me not do anything without knowing your will. Without finding out the will of God, he never did anything. You know, he was a very, very successful man. He was number one church planter in India. He planted more than 10,000 churches in India. Great man. David inquired of the Lord. Beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, it's a simple message, but we have a lesson to learn. Let us not apply our wisdom, our strength, our skill, our talent, but for everything, look unto the Lord and inquire of him. Inquire of his will. Then we will be successful, we will be fruitful, we will be victorious, and God will make us a blessing to other people. Thank you, and may God continue to speak to you.